Not now, not ever. Chapter 7. We all tried to forget about James Truscott and his photographer for a while after that. Did pretty good, too. After umpteen different rides, a live show starring Mickey Mouse, two snacks, and countless carnival games, I dared to suggest we head back to the hotel. "For the pool?" Damon asked, grinning. We had glimpsed the 5,000-square-foot Neverland pool on our way to breakfast early that morning. When I got to the front desk, there was a message waiting, one that I was expecting. Inspector Jamila Hughes of the San Francisco Police Department was in town and needed a meeting with me. ASAP, if not sooner, said the note. That means move it, Buster. I gave my smiling regrets to the pool sharks and took my leave of them. After all, I was on vacation too.
Go get 'em, Daddy,
Janny ribbed me.
It's Jamila, right?
Damon gave a thumbs up and a smile from behind the fogged lens of a snorkel mask. I crossed the grounds from the Disneyland Hotel to the Grand Californian, where I had booked another room. This place was an entirely American arts and crafts affair, much more sedate than our own hotel. I passed through stained glass doors into a soaring lobby. Redwood beams rose 6 floors overhead, and Tiffany lamps dotted the lower level, which centered on an enormous fieldstone fireplace. I barely noticed any of it, though. I was already thinking about Inspector Hughes up in room 456. Amazing. I was on vacation.